High school senior Annika Garbers has been working with robots since she was 7 years old.
Okay, go for it. There we go.
She's spending her Friday evening in this busy school auditorium, preparing for a robotics competition in the morning called First Tech Challenge.
I think the thing that I take away from it most is the ability to work with really awesome, smart people. It's okay to say, like, hey, here's the thing that I want to do. I want to make this from scratch. I want to write code to make it work. And then the people around you will be like, yeah, okay.
Garbers is a member of Genius, Girls Exploring New Ideas Using Science. She and her four teammates are huddled around the robot challenge space, which looks like a mini boxing ring.
Is the angle just not quite right on that?
They're all wearing bright blue tie-dye t-shirts, and as teammate Aiden Konzierski points out, their robot is sparkling with blue glitter.
Since we're all girls, we don't have any boys telling us, oh, glitter. We can do glitter, we can do lights, and all that stuff.
Genius is backed by the Girl Scouts of Greater Atlanta, which recently got $10,000 from the Motorola Solutions Foundation for local robotics programming. Last year, Genius was the first all-girls team from Georgia to go to the World Championship for Robotics. Teammate Amanda Pham says they sometimes get weird looks for being an all-girls team.
But once we get onto the practice field and once we can actually show what we're doing and that we are trying to be up to par with the other teams and succeeding, then everybody else just kind of accepts that we're here and that we're doing exactly the same thing they are.
Pham says she thinks Genius has a good chance against the other teams this year.
Our robot this year, her name is Navi after the character from Avatar, and her last name is Genie, and it's always, our robots have always had the last name Genie because Genie plus us makes Genius, and that is our team.
Navi looks a little like the robot Wall-E, except without the eyes and with different wheels. The Genius team members, who are all in high school, designed, built, programmed, and wired her themselves.
There we go. All right, try now.
And while this isn't BattleBots or anything, Navi has a challenge ahead of her.
So this year's game requires us to pick up balls off of the ground and score them into different heights and tubes. So we've got 20 centimeters, 60 centimeters.
That's teammate Grayson McMichael, who acts as the coach when the team's actually out there in the competition. The girls have been working together as a team for 5 years now. But since Annika Garbers is a senior, this will be her last year competing. Her mom, Debbie Garbers, watches the Genius girls prep their robot and says she feels like tearing up.
We have loved every minute of every competition at every level of FIRST Robotics. It's more than just STEM, it's creative thinking, it is presentation skills, it is problem solving.
11 years ago, it was Debbie Garber's younger son who introduced the family to robots. But now, it's her daughter, Annika, who's applying to colleges with an interest in a career in a STEM field.
I'm planning to go into college for systems engineering, which is business and management and marketing and communications and working with people, and then also doing the industrial engineering, like electronic, like hardcore stuff that I like about robotics.
The next day, the Genius team would go on to win multiple awards at this statewide competition. The next step? They and Navi will soon be going on to the Southern Regional Competition in San Antonio, Texas. For WABE, I'm Mary Claire Kelly.